you're here. Fellowship sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. Hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. It's Tuesday, January 30th, 2018. Well, Marianne, I'm finally getting used to that 2018.
Good.
Pretty soon, 2 days. Well, today and tomorrow, and then it's going to be February.
I know.
And I think we were kidding through the emails. You had said something like, well, you know, because of Christmas. And I'm like, Christmas? That was like years ago. We're already into like Valentine's Day soon here.
Yeah.
It's marching right along. And in fact, just two more days for people to pick up our January edition of the Prime Lifetime.
Yeah, they go so fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think within hours, maybe minutes, the February edition of the Prime Lifetimes will be arriving here, Lord willing.
If
the truck arrives with a couple pallets, 18,000 newspapers will be distributed in the next few days through our 100-plus area locations. But we wanted to close out our January edition with a few more of the topics or interesting stories, and you can pick them up, like I said, at over 100 area locations. You can find those locations alphabetized by city at primelifetimes.com, primelifetimes.com. And I think we are increasing our distribution. There's a couple other places recently.
Yeah.
There was a coffee shop in Urbana. Let's see, do I have my notes here? This kind of was a unique God sighting story. Cafe B-E-N-E.
I think it's Bene.
Yeah. Not one of those coffee troopers.
I mean, think about, Renee, the...
Jean-René Balakita.
Oh, heavens, Mark. Yeah. Wow.
And then we have Tammy Renee Hattis.
I know. I love her.
Yeah, yeah. You had good conversations
with
her.
Well, it was fun. And her little dog, she let me hold it while she did important things Sunday night.
Well, I mentioned yesterday on the Monday edition of Mark and Friends how I walked by the room. There was, the meet and greet room, and then it's called, like, the green room. I think that's what Tammy Renee referred to it. That's
cute.
Like where the artists or actresses or Hollywood people, they have the green room. That's where they can relax. And yeah, I think it's called the green room.
I feel like I should have known that.
Yeah.
How do you know? Oh, she told you that. No,
I've heard that term.
Oh,
when,
really?
When I've gone to the National Religious Broadcasters Convention, and I think the Virginia
Theater.
Well,
you live in high society,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah, that's right.
Go ahead.
When I come out of my golden tower or whatever, the glass tower.
Fisher Tower. Yeah. That's the one with no bathroom for you.
Yeah, that's right.
Ivory,
hey, that's in this month's article.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I know it.
Wait till you read the February edition of the Prime Life Times.
Yeah, that's
because,
in there.
Yeah, that's my longest article, I think, ever in my life. I think it was over 1,000 words.
I know. Well, you can talk up a blue streak.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's like nothing compared to the words that could come out of my mouth.
What were we talking about? Oh, the green room.
Oh, the green
and
room.
Esther. Something about Esther.
Yeah, well, think of the Virginia Theater, the dressing rooms for the artists, I think they call the green rooms. But anyways.
I'm going to say that a lot so people think I'm
you're in
snazzy
there. No.
Too.
So as I was walking down from the meet and greet, from the area where the singing men were, and then other parts of the church where everyone was gathering, I kept seeing Esther in there, and I'm thinking, what's she doing in there? Oh, wow, she's connecting with Tammy Renee. Isn't that wonderful? Well, she was connecting with this little toy poodle.
I know.
And so I didn't see the poodle's called Sassy.
Yes.
And so I didn't see at the time that Sassy was in there. But I then later on saw you holding her walking up and down that hallway.
Her real name is Mercedes.
Mercedes.
But she's called Sassy because that was her name before Tammy got her. She just answers to it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hey, what were some of your impressions from Sunday night? It seemed like everyone was thoroughly blessed. I don't know people that you talked with, but Huntley was off the charts great. Tammy Renee Harris was wonderful. The singing men sounded good.
They did. You guys did good. Well, Well, that's the right word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So your impression, you were in the back area looking after the tables and hobnobbing with the people and meeting and greeting. And
well, I want to talk about that, but can I say something else about Esther? So she came in with her little toy dog in a little pink and glittery
Yeah, it's like a little mailbox doghouse.
Yeah,
house
so cute. So she sat on the table, and we were looking at it. She was sitting beside me. She sat the little toy dog on the table, and I said, what's your dog's name? She said, Beamer. And I said, Beamer? I said, that's your real dog, isn't it? She goes, yeah. I said, what's this dog's name? It was so cute the way she lit up, Beamer.
Yeah.
I think her little toy dog was Penny. I'm not sure.
Yeah, named after one of our cats.
Oh.
We have a cat named Penny. And
Okay.
Yeah, and it almost looks like a bird cage or
it's cute.
It's a dog house, but it's like a little
so cute
material with a zipper in the front.
Yeah.
Good concert.
I thought that it was a wonderful evening. My word. I mean, and people seemed very engrossed in listening, kind of entranced with this. You know, those churches, those old churches, carry a kind of distinctive feeling.
That ambiance.
Yeah, I mean, it's like really old, and yet, you know, so many people have been there and worship, and there was just people from all different denominations and everything in the room.
Line. Yeah. And those old pews.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. And with the padding on it. They're going by the name Urbana First.
It's the United Methodist.
Yeah, it's the United Methodist Church of Urbana.
Right.
And I think Pastor Freeman was saying, well, we're kind of transitioning the name, calling it Urbana First. Mm. So I know there's First Christian, which is Urbana First, or I forget, there's some other names.
Well,
I don't know.
Mark,
if
I think you should put a first on the Great News Radio. Great News Radio, first Great News Radio.
Yeah,
like there's going to be another one.
We're the first Great News Radio.
I think we can expand.
I
thought it was great. I loved listening to the singing men. You guys did a great job.
Yeah, it was nice for us because I think it was 6 selections initially, and so we could hammer them out and put all of our effort and energy into them, and I think that's what we did. And it seemed like the sound was good from our end.
It was. It was very good. And Vic and Ken did such a great job. I know they were missing their third person.
Yeah, Mike. Mike had the flu. You know, that flu's going all around.
Oh, yeah, I do. That song is magnificent.
Yeah, it's called
The Prayer.
Yeah. It was a great evening. And
Tammy Renee was just fantastically fun.
A ball of fire up there.
Oh, my goodness.
She gets going. And
the whole room got electrified. Yeah. That energy coming out, you know.
Yeah, it was great. I know you appreciated some little child that was dancing along and acting out in a positive way.
Very positive way.
People worshiping in his own way.
You bet. Yeah. And what can one say about Huntley Brown? That was
I played a song yesterday, and I said, did that song wear you out? Because the way he pounds the piano, it makes it magical. I mean, the sounds. And it was a great event. In fact, a couple people left saying, like, what's the next thing? How are you going to top that? And I'm like, you know, I don't know. We have a lot of other things going on. But
we got Ivan Parker coming.
Yeah, that's right. That's in June in the same church, same location.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to host it in there. Mm-hmm. And that'll be also with the singing men. So it'll be like the last 3 times we've had Ivan in, where we'll do 5 or 6 songs, and then we'll do 2 or 3 with him.
Mm-hmm.
And so, we haven't even started ticket sales on that, but it'll be very similar. It'll probably be $10 tickets, $25 Artist Circle VIP with a meet and greet.
Mm-hmm.
More to say about that maybe in a month or two.
Yeah.
We got to catch up some sleep.
We got miles between now and then.
Okay, so our January edition of Mark and Friends still available here at Lincoln Square in over 100 area locations.
But only for a couple more days.
Yeah, probably a day or two. I know Jason's biting at the bit either today or tomorrow. He'll get out and start putting in the February edition.
Well,
so we'll see how that all works out. And I think we're nearing 30 people that are subscribing and receiving this each and every month. So
I feel like I want to subscribe. I mean, that's just a waste of resources, so I'm not going to. But it just
it arrives in the mailbox. Kind of fun. We have a nice envelope. Oh, okay. So let's see. I don't know if we're going to actually go where we left off, but I did find, as I was previewing it this morning, let's see, what page, where it had all the information on the geography quiz.
Yeah.
And what I found really interesting, number nine?
I
don't know if you know this, the 5 Great Lakes contain 21% of the world's fresh water.
Wow.
The world's fresh water. I was like, 21%? That's pretty
high.
Significant for just here in our small United States to have 21% of the fresh water. So
here's one you may not know, or you may. What 4 states come together at the 4 corners?
Yeah, I looked at all the answers, and it was right on the last page,
so
I know all.
Okay, this is no fun after all, is it?
I didn't want you to catch me, and I'd be like way off.
Like the Canada situation.
Yeah. So, but that's one of the many things we added. We have some fun trivia, different quizzes besides the puzzle and some other things.
On page 13, we mention we would love new writers if anyone is interested.
And I think you've picked up can you officially announce it yet? These two really gifted authors or columnists or storytellers?
Yeah, I'll announce that in March. That's coming up. I'm so excited about that.
Yeah, that'll be in March edition. But we learned when we took on this paper just 4 months ago, this will be our fourth edition, will be the February edition, but we had the newspaper printer out of
Astoria,
Illinois. Yeah. He came down, the vice president, he and his brother oversee and manage this. I guess they do dozens and dozens of newspapers and publications, and their father founded this, I don't know, many years ago, in the 40s, 50s, or 60s. But anyways, he said, and this was, I think, one of your questions, what will keep people reading the paper? What are the two most maybe important things? And he said, well, you have to have something that gets their attention. You know, the front page.
Seasonal
something,
or just something that's...
Something that they'll see and they want to pick up. And so that's good. You got to get them to pick them up. But then the most important thing to keep them reading it is good content.
Yeah.
And that's what you've been hammering home with all of us. And that's a good thing that guys get hammered home.
Oh, for heaven's sake. I'm not good, hammering
right?
you.
You're hammering us.
I mentioned it a number of times.
But that we need to have good content so that people look forward to reading it. And these content contributors have, if you will, a following.
Yeah.
Or they write in such a way that people are like, wow, this is well written. This is interesting.
Yeah.
This is informative. It's engaging. It's positive.
Yeah.
I'm learning things, and it's not done in a sloppy way. It's done with excellence. And so I guess the two new people you'll be adding in March are...
Actually, three new people,
top of the line.
And maybe more. Who knows if they submit.
Okay, so we're looking forward to that. Let's see, what else do we got going
on? Well, we've got Betty Schmidt. She has a big following, talking about followings.
Well, have you followed her,
I
too.
I do.
Even before you started getting involved with the Prime Life Times, you always said, how could you not love this lady?
I know.
Look at her smile.
Look at her face.
She's so sweet.
And at Christmas, my sister-in-law had her recipe cut out and on the refrigerator. She follows her, too.
Old-fashioned beef stew.
I know. Doesn't that picture look fantastic?
Yeah. Those look like good cuts of beef, too.
Mm-hmm.
I can see that right away. And she has a little story here. Holidays have passed and New Year's 2018 is here.
Yeah.
She talks about putting together this good tasty dish.
Mm-hmm.
There's your story.
Yeah.
New year, new experience.
I'll
Urbana
say it was.
Acupuncture.
That was a brand new experience for me.
Now, is he the guy that's out there dancing all the time?
Oh, no,
or is that two down? Okay,
no,
two doors down from him.
Yeah, that's somebody different.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a couple that the music comes on, the ballroom dancing, and he comes out. It's pretty neat. I wish I knew how to do it all.
All the time here at Lincoln Square.
You never know what's going to go on
many
here.
Many times, five, six, or seven at night, you hear the ballroom music. And this, he's probably in his 60s or so. He and a person or two, they'll be out there ballroom dancing by themselves. And people are walking the mall, walking right by him, and they're holding their hands and just doing their thing.
They look pretty svelte, really.
Yeah. All right. Oh, and you knew this poet from some kind of gathering. We have the Prime Life Poets.
I was at a book fair at the Bloomington Library and met this woman, Pamela Purnell. Really a vivacious lady, and she is a writer and has poetry and books and so forth and so on. And I just asked her, I said, putting together this newspaper, do you have anything you want to submit? And she let me use a few of her poems. So
let's hear this one called Change the World and Change My Mind.
Mm-hmm. I'll read it. It says, if I can see what you say in my heart, I can receive it. If I can hear what you say in my spirit, I can understand it. If I can see what I know in my dreams, I can become it. And if what touches my heart enters my spirit, and if I can speak it, then I can change my mind. If I change my mind and share with others what I see, and they receive what I know, then I can change the world. One ear, one mind, one heart, one spirit, one nation at a time.
Dun, dun, dun.
By Pamela Purnell.
Prime Life Poets. Submit your writings to us at...
Hey, we've got some poetry coming in.
Hey, should we give this address or the radio station address?
Usually it's Marianne at Great
Marianne,
Radio.
Okay.
Yeah.
At Marianne at PrimeLifeTimes.com.
That's
Marianne
right.
at PrimeLifeTimes.com.
Yeah. And this lady's webpage is www. I guess you don't have to say that anymore.
Yeah.
PPurnell.com if you want to look her up.
Hey, our wordsmith master,
yes.
Wordsmith Workshop by Rob Seidenberg. He got some very positive comments from an editor, a publisher of a church newsletter for 20 years, and he gave us some suggestions for our website out of Indiana, saying he really appreciates how he writes this, and he said he's always favored how people can creatively use words.
Right,
so,
right.
The Weave.
He's a grammar guy, this man that wrote, and Rob is certainly, I call him Mr. Grammar Man.
So. The Grammar Master.
That's right, that's right.
You want to read this one?
Well, I can try.
Okay.
I'm going to say a lot of words in other languages that I have no clue how to say, so are we okay with that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We won't know.
Okay, good. Well, he will. Weave. A person said recently that she bought a well-weaved piece of material. I knew that wasn't right, but I also knew there was a past tense verb, weaved. One occupational hazard of an editor and writer is a strong curiosity about words. Two English verbs share the infinitive and present tense form weave, which is also a noun.
Yep, you've already lost me here. I'm already on to the next card.
Yeah. Do you want me to continue or not?
I want to go look at pictures now.
There's one up picture. That's so funny. I want to look at pictures. Do you want me to continue?
Go ahead.
Where were we?
To weave.
To weave. Is to interlace long threads at a right angle to each other. This weave comes from Old English something, weefon, maybe?
Yeah.
Its antecedent is, why don't you say that one?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Arnapavadabi, the Sanskrit word for spider, literally weaver of wool. Its past tense is wove, and its past participle, woven. Web, Old English, W-E-B-B, web, meaning to weave, has a similar etymology and still means to weave in Dutch. With me?
Yeah. My eyes are glazing
I know. You're getting very quiet. That something's wrong.
Yeah.
The warp comprises the threads that run directly away from the weaver. The woof comprises the cross threads. We use warp and woof to mean basis or foundation. The Constitution is the legal warp and woof of our nation. The other weave, you don't laugh, the other weave means to turn from side to side, to veer. The inebriated driver weaves back and forth.
I wonder why they use the word the inebriated driver. When you're inebriated?
You're drunk.
Yeah.
You weave back and forth with your car.
Okay, I get it.
Goodness.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Jesus. Catch up. Try and stay with us. Past tense and past participle are both weaved. This verb comes from Old Norse, W-E-I-F-A, weefa, maybe, through Old English, W-E-V-E, maybe weave, related to our word wave, which for the Norse included the meaning of brandishing something, particularly a sword.
Yeah, those good old Norse.
I know, you got to love them. Love them or hate them.
Thus,
the weaver wove a blanket at his loom, but the wobbly bicyclist weaved back and forth across the path. The weaver had woven for hours, but the bicyclist had weaved for only a few minutes.
Thank you,
okay,
Rob.
We're done now. This is over.
I think. Can't wait to see what he's going to have in March.
I need to go get a drink of my Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, there was my first submission into the Prime Life Times newspaper.
Very nice. Isn't that a cool picture, though?
Yeah, it's a great picture. Wait, did I have one other story before here? I know this was more of a, it wasn't even really a story. It was just an accounting of, hey, if you want to be a part of the conversational English class,
right,
here's what's going on. And a phenomenal picture, about 100, 120 international students, along with some of the 20 or so teachers that help out. I think we're up to like 26 teachers now.
Wow.
We had 25 show up last Thursday. And when you count all the,
that's
like two helpers to every table. And
yeah. I like this banner you brought out there to take.
Oh, yeah.
Have in the picture.
Yeah, the Merry Christmas. That's all rolled up and back up into the attic or above the ceiling tiles above us here.
It'll look really fresh and wonderful next Christmas.
Yep. All right, so a couple more pages left and a couple minutes to cover it. Trivia Corner. I like this submission.
I wrote that.
On Andrew Carnegie.
My paper's stuck together. Hold on. Okay. Yes, Andrew Carnegie. Do you want me to read that?
Yes, please.
Okay. Andrew Carnegie, 1835 to 1919, was a Scottish-born American industrialist who led the expansion of the steel industry in the late 19th century. He is often identified as one of the richest people ever. He became a leading philanthropist and donated about $350 million to establish many libraries, schools, and universities in Scotland, America, and America and worldwide. His 1889 article, Proclaiming the Gospel of Wealth, called on the rich to use their wealth to improve society and stimulated a wave of philanthropy. His life is often referred to as a true rags-to-riches story. I love this picture.
You know, this picture, he looks like a distinguished African-American, though, when I look at it.
Oh, that's true, the way it looks.
Yeah, just the shading.
He looks like he's out of a book, with that collie and the Scottish countryside in the back and the manor. I mean, that bridge or whatever
it
is.
Yeah, it looks like, or it's the...
That wall.
Yeah, I think it's overlooking, like, his estate or something. It looks
maybe
like a very wealthy castle or something. You can't see the castle, but...
Right.
And he has his walking stick or his cane, and... Yeah,
Scotland. That's your country, Mark.
Yeah.
The Burns.
English, Irish, and... Yeah, English, Irish, and Scottish.
Oh, the Mary something or other of Scotland.
Top of the morning, everybody.
There you go. There you go.
Oh, right.
Oh,
okay.
There's a picture of you.
Oh, yeah, we got to get that one updated. That's about 3 or 4 years old, I think. Maybe.
You got to keep up, Mark.
Yeah, that's the old tree fort. So if you look, and people saw this the other day and said, wow, was the river high? And I said, it's kind of a little misleading because the river looks like it's almost up to the deck. That's like 18, 21 feet in the air. So the river is actually about 16 feet down because we jet over the river, this tree fort.
Yeah.
It looks like the water is almost right up to the tree fort, but we're way above the river.
Well, a couple years ago, didn't you have the floods coming nearly to the house?
Yeah, but that's still, this tree fort's like 21 feet in the air. So,
yeah.
I mean, you have to go up 20-something stairs to get up to
it. That's such a nice area.
Yeah, it's very nice. All right, well, that's the January edition of the Prime Life Times, available just for a day or two at a lot of area locations. We'll have additional copies here always at the Great News Radio Center. In fact, you're seeing my display board up here where each of our months are put there, and if you want to get a past issue or something.
You're almost downright artistic.
Yeah, that's right. Autistic or artistic?
No, I said artistic.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sorry. All right. Well, you know, we got to weave all those words into our conversation.
I know. Poor Rob. He should read that. That's sad for me to read. I don't know how to say some of those
stuff. Yeah, we'll get him in one of these times and appreciate Rob and
the old Norse weaving or whatever.
Yeah, this whole Prime Lifetime staff and the Great News Radio staff and the unique ways God's using this ministry. So keep tuning in today. Make sure you get your January edition of Prime Life Times, or be looking forward to the February edition with all sorts of nice content and fun things to read about with Valentine's just around the corner. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Simpkins with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you. Have a great day and night.